It's a beautiful day. Today we're going to be learning more about patience with Baby Sunflower by Vahan R.
My name is Vahan Ratti. I am 6 years old and I live in North Hills. The name of my story is Baby Sunflower. Once upon a time in King's Garden, there were a family of sunflowers. Everyone in the family was tall like giants. King's palace, mama, daddy, brother, sunflower, except baby sunflower. Baby sunflower was sad because he was smaller than his family. One day, a king noticed baby sunflower and asked why you are sad. And baby sunflower told, "I am not tall like my family. That's why I am sad." Then king got an idea and he moved baby sunflower to other side of his family, where there was lots of sun. After a few days, King saw he was no more baby sunflower and it grew taller and taller. Sunflower was happy and smiling, waving. That made King very happy. The end.
Baby sunflower was so sad. She was feeling so disheartened. Baby sunflower was so small compared to the rest of her family. The other sunflowers grew so tall, but she remained so tiny. Then the king saw that she was so sad, growing at such a slow pace. He moved her to spot. She could feel the warm sun on her face. Suddenly the sun came down on baby sunflower. She began to grow so fast, hour after hour. Now baby sunflower reaches so high, her stem so long and low.
Let's play a game. Fill in the blank with your own creative word to help complete the story. Philip was a kitten who lived with older brothers. They were all very strong and smart and could play very well. Philip would ride his bike to his brothers' games and practices all the time. He was very small, though, and could not play with them. He felt very, but still supported his brothers. He would ask his mom when he was going to grow as big as his brothers. She would push the plate of closer to him and say, "Just be a patient kitten." That next, Philip woke up and his piece of did not fit anymore. Then he tried to put on his, and that did not fit either. He to the mirror, and to his surprise, he had grown to be as big as his brothers. He with joy and could not wait to play his favorite game with his brothers that day.
for listening to this episode of It's a Beautiful Day. Remember to check out our website at www.wqed.org/education/writerscontest to download the stories from today's podcast and view additional resources from the WQED Writers Contest.